One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul and Peruse here with Tabitha.
Hello.
Kyle.
Hey.
And Jeremy.
Hi there.
We are... What are we doing? We're... coming... recording here live, recorded live on Zoom, week 4000 of 2020.
Yeah.
So I think the word for the year is beleaguered.
What was that?
Beleaguered? Beleaguered?
Yeah, beleaguered, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Beleaguered. We're all just exhausted and just hanging in there.
Somewhat.
Mostly. Tabitha was eating and won't let us record it for an OnlyFans page.
Nah, I own the rights to me eating.
Will you eat it real aggressively like Tony Soprano, please? You just turn the fork upside down, at least.
Just like I admire the way that man eats.
Yeah.
He leaves.
Yeah, he eats.
He gets the real hunch on.
Yeah, I've changed the way I've eaten just because I'm like, God damn, I need to be more assertive at the dinner table.
It makes sense. You want your food to feel bad.
If there's any place in a household for aggression, it's the dinner table.
I want to give people complexes that happen while they eat.
Yeah, as you should.
Damn, I'm looking sexy as fuck. I'm looking cute in this Zoom video right now.
Kyle's topless this time. He's doing his best Mike Dragon impression.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was topless. Hold on, you see the chain? No, I was telling Jeremy before, so I get a work meeting tomorrow, and so I got out. I barely ever wear anything where I have to iron, but we have a steamer, so I was like, I'm going to use this little handheld steamer because it's one pair on the iron. So I had it, and, like, the cord was stuck on the laundry basket. I was topless. I feel like I should call it topless with titties this big. And I was reaching the cord around, like, a laundry basket because I needed it to go a little farther. And I lifted it up to go over the basket, and I lifted it high enough to nick the ceiling fan, and it hit the steamer, and boiling hot water dumped all over my right breast.
Oof.
And I'm in excruciating pain.
I'm so
that's
sorry.
That's why I'm looking like a fucking treat on the Zoom video because I can't put a shirt on right now to save my life.
Damn, that sounds rough.
My mother-in-law brought over her burn cream from when she had breast cancer. And she's like, it'll feel better instantly. And I'm like, oh, this is worse. This is worse than breast cancer, Linda. Sorry. Pussy.
Jesus Christ.
So quarantine has turned Kyle into Fatty Krueger over here with his burns and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
After this,
I'm not even mad about it.
I have nightmares, so it's perfect.
You can't really see it. There's not good light.
Warriors.
Let's see if I get some other light. I'm just going to rest the phone here for the rest of the podcast.
I can't tell what's a burn. I can't tell what's a burn and what's a stretch mark.
It's going to change the colors of them. So if you get a sunburn with stretch marks, they turn white. They're red, but then it just, like, it reverses. It's like one of those color-changing cups when you put water, cold water in it, it turns a new color. That's the way sunburns and stretch marks work.
Have you ever chafed a part of your body with stretch marks on it so bad that the stretch marks just looked bloody?
No, I've never had anybody titty fuck me.
I used to go to Warped Tour every summer as a fat kid and be like, yeah, I can wear shorts. It'll be fine. And the worst time I ever chafed, like, it straight up just, like, looked like the regular, like, stretch marks, but just, like, blood.
I don't have any stretch marks below my waist.
Okay.
Except on my dick. But...
I don't like
no, so I don't have it.
I laughed at that.
It's funny, you know. I'm fucking hilarious. But yeah, so I'm having between this burn and my fucking dog dying, I have VH1 worst week ever.
This week. Damn. Sorry, Kyle.
No, probably not. I'm still a white male, so. I can't be too upset.
You're a white male good. That needs titty cream.
Yes, I need titty cream. For something.
Still pretty good.
Yeah.
I wrote BLM on my big front window with a marker just to see which neighbors throw a brick through it.
And anything yet?
Not so far. Maybe it'll happen while we're recording.
We can only hope.
It'll sound like Stone Cold Steve Austin's about to run into the room.
Yeah, kind of like that.
They'll probably think you're undercover working. They're like, no, look at that. There ain't no way he thinks Black Lives Matter. Look at that shaved head of his. I think me and you both look fairly racist. Just if I saw you in public, I'd be like, oh, that guy is racist. And me too. I look like a guy that's going to say he's going to boycott the NFL, but I'm definitely watching every game.
No, you look like the kind of guy that's racist because you don't want anybody else eating all the chicken.
Fatty.
Jeremy looks like the kind of guy that argues that Jews can't be racist, but they totally can.
I don't know why I would make the argument that Jews can't be racist. I'm not getting myself out of anything.
Yeah, so...
If you guys had to cut racist family members out because you're sick of hearing from them?
I've cut them out previously, but...
Yeah, I blocked them all on Facebook and stuff years ago.
Yeah, this hasn't really changed my interaction with them either. Because that happened a while ago. The first time I've seen them... Irish slavery meme coming from somebody in my family, I'm like, well, that's the part of the family I'm not going to talk to.
I think some of my family, because I've seen like aunts and uncles, I'm like, I don't think she understands what she's saying. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe I need to call her and be like, I don't know if you're missing the point. Yeah, but the difference is like the Irish didn't.
They don't get fucking persecuted in the streets today. You know, it's. Like, I think I think some people are genuinely just missing the point because social media is throwing it in their face so much. It's they're brainwashed.
Yeah.
I don't think they, I mean, maybe they are genuinely racist and they just don't know it. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird time.
They for sure are, but no matter what they say, they get really offended when you tell them that it's racist. It's really weird.
Fair, because they don't want to admit that they're systematically racist, I guess. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, it's just hard for them to accept that that can even like be happening without them being conscious of it. You know, I don't know. I got in a fight with my dad once because like he was he didn't like that or like didn't understand why there was a black family in a soup commercial. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he, like, was acting like he didn't understand why, like, a black family had to be, like, showcased. And, like, we got into a really big fight over it by me just being, like, black families exist. And, like, to this day, it's one of the most baffling things that, like, I've ever confronted. And it's just one of those things where it's, like, you know what? After that, like, it's gonna have to take something big for me to, like, try with my dad again, you know?
The mid? Was it, like, the mid-2000s?
It was, like, 2008, maybe?
Yeah, that was a weird time for, like, people were getting really upset that, like, they were putting more black people in, like, McDonald's commercials and, like, you know, just blending everyone into commercials for shit that they want everyone to buy.
Yeah, you're just real mad about it. I don't know.
Man, I wish I had so little going on that I could get mad about a soup commercial.
Tell me about it.
Was he confused, like he didn't understand that black people eat soup?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
You're like, Dad, it's 2008. They can eat any kind of food.
Black people just like, I just like the statement of being like, well, I mean, just black people exist. Like, it was just a black family having soup. I'm like, they're... Black families do a lot of the things that we do as well. And yes, sometimes they buy Campbell's. Like, I'm sorry that you had to find out this way.
Was it the Michael Strahan commercial where his mom was going around serving everybody soup?
Oh, the chunky ones. Nah.
I assume you're a chunky soup family.
If he had been...
You goddamn it, Dad, if you stop buying chunky soup, you racist motherfucker, you better go get this fucking Italian sausage goddamn soup,
I was gonna
racist
say,
prick.
If it was the Michael Strahan chunky soup commercials, I would have fought him way harder on that than I did the regular old Campbell's soup commercial.
You're like, Dad, I'll show you, and you just came home with a grocery bag full of chunky soup.
Just whipped it at him.
I'm going to prom with this soup, Dad.
It wouldn't take that many cans of Campbell's chunky soup to take out my father. He's a tall, thin man.
I hope I get pregnant from this soup and you're forced to love it.
I just give birth to a can of beef stew.
Well, I just assumed that's how it's going to look anyway.
I assumed it would be a cream of mushroom.
Ugh.
No, that was way more than that.
You can be friends with soup, but you can't date it.
I don't want to see my daughter with fucking soup.
No soup lover's gonna live under my roof.
Dad, I'm not eating the soup. I'm not eating the soup. I bought it for a recipe, okay? It's a gateway recipe, Tabitha. It got the soup in the house, didn't it? Chicken pot pie calls for cream of mushroom. Sorry guys, I play Pokemon the whole time we record these things. I'm getting my ass kicked by their last Pokemon after I fucked every other Pokemon up. I'm sorry.
I understand.
This whole time, I thought that you were following the podcast that intently.
That's why I always ask you to look stuff up, because I just feel like you're on the internet.
Yeah, I got my browser up. I'm playing, like, they have a Pokemon, it's called Pokemon Showdown, and you can play basically, like, it looks identical to, like, whatever system you would play it on. So I'm playing like some like Generation 1 Game Boy Pokemon.
Damn, that's tight.
It's dope as hell. Right now I'm battling this Mexican kid that's like freaking out every time he sweeps me with his dugong. And it's bringing me a lot of joy.
This is not how I pictured you freaking out a Mexican kid.
How did you picture it? By existing at a grocery store?
What is that kid doing in a mac and cheese commercial?
Or is it mac and queso?
Ooh, sounds good.
No, because I feel like her dad wouldn't have objected if the black people were in a chicken or commercial or something. I feel like it's the fact that it's soup is white food.
Was he just mad to see it on TV?
In the mind of a racist, I'm not proclaiming soup to be a white food.
No, I don't know what it was. He was like walking through the room and like stopped and just commented. It was just like, okay. Like, I don't understand. Like, they just got it. And like, he didn't even like finish his like sentence. I instigated a bit after that. Like, he like dropped it and like walked away. I'm like, what? Like, they don't, what? What's going on, Dad? It's a soup commercial. God, I used to instigate with my dad so much. It was so much fun living together.
So did you guys have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, we did, because I just called them.
Yeah.
I went to Longhorn.
Ooh.
With the son and the boyfriend.
How was that?
It was nice to meet the boyfriend. The boyfriend once dressed up as Azrael's final form from Undertale. In a very elaborate costume that he said he made in a day. So I'm like, okay, well, you have something going for you. That's good.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, me either.
Okay, so it's a video game, and my son's boyfriend dressed up as the last boss in the video game.
Okay.
Like on a Tuesday or for like a convention?
For a convention. Okay. I was worried that I was going to meet the boyfriend and he was going to have a tail or something, but that didn't happen.
What do you think of your hat?
They didn't say anything about the hat.
Okay. Way to scare him, Dad.
I mean, it's just, I've worn this hat for so long. It no longer looks intimidating and looks sad.
I agree.
Did you bring up any commercials you were confused about with the covers?
Yeah, I said, so I don't understand why I keep seeing these flannel commercials with all these men, they're old men.
God.
Why are these homosexuals using Barbasol?
Don't tell me they eat cereal next.
Oh, they probably can't eat cereal without pouring it all over their faces first, the preverts.
So, did any of you like Chris D'Elia before a week ago?
No.
No, I wasn't a fan.
He was on a sitcom with a guy that I used to do shows with in Akron like a long time ago, Rick Glassman. They were on the sitcom Undateable, so I was like, okay, like, that's interesting. But other than that, just stand-up I didn't enjoy.
I saw one like part of a special and laughed at it, but I didn't like really give a fuck either way. I always find it fascinating when these things happen, and for anyone listening that's not
that doesn't know, Chris D'Elia is a comic that just got outed as a dude that frequently tries to get nudes and pick up with 15 to 18 year old girls. Is that roughly what they said?
Yeah.
Like underage girls. But I always find it fascinating when this stuff happens and then everybody jumps on board. Like, I never thought they were funny.
Same.
Like, there were a ton of people that were like, I never thought Louis C.K. was funny. Like, yes, you did.
Right.
But that's not even the point. That's my problem with it.
Right, yeah. It's completely miles away from the point anyways, but...
If anything, your criticism is less valid. Because, like, you pick now to bring that up? Okay.
I don't think he was a bad comic. I mean, obviously, he fucking killed rooms. He just wasn't my guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he's great and, you know, he knows what he's doing, but he was just not... He was on an episode of Workaholics where he played a pedophile.
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So the coolest pedophile ever.
Yeah, the penthouse.
On some Netflix show about a serial killer, he played a dramatic pedophile in it.
I heard about that as well. Did you guys see that? There's a clip going around on like Twitter of him when he was on some radio show, and they're talking about like a case of like a teacher sending nudes to like a 15-year-old student. And, like, you can see the second they say that it came out through Snapchat, and you can, like, watch his, like, gears start to turn, and, like, he tries, like 15 seconds later, he's like, wait a minute, and, like, they talk over him, and he's, like start, like, yeah, playing along and everything, and then, like, 30 seconds later, he's like, wait, hold on, wait a minute, how did this all come out? And they're, like, Snapchat, and he's, like, well, yeah, how? Like, don't, like, Snapchats disappear? And they're like, yeah, but, like, they took screenshots of it. You gotta, like, expect that. And he's just like,
yeah.
And, like, they carry on, and you just watch him just sit there and just, like, the wheels are turning. Yeah. He's just like, shit. It's awful. I love it.
Yeah, it's like the title's the exact moment Chris D'Elia realized you can record Snapchat.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah, that was pretty great. I'll admit, there's some fun to be had at his expense right now.
Yeah.
It's the video is amazing. It's like the sad Affleck video, but for pedophiles.
Somebody mashed it up with Curb Your Enthusiasm. So, like, he's sitting there, and he's, like, hits it, and then it's just, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, fuck that guy, you know.
Pretty good.
I mean, yeah, fuck that guy, but I'd have sex with him to teach him a lesson. He's a handsome fella.
Well, he looks the part.
That's what they said about Ted Bundy, too.
Yeah, so how long is it going to be till, like, Chris D'Elia becomes criminal hot? Like, 20 years?
Oh, like Scott Peterson and, like, during the trial, that dude was, people were, like, I don't know. There was a whole internet thing about how he was hot and shit. Scott Peterson and there's another guy that was like killed his family, I think, in Texas somewhere or something. It's like the same deal.
There was that dude that just his mugshot came out and people were like, damn, he's fine.
Yeah.
And he got some modeling look off of that. He had those beautiful eyes.
He was, yeah, gorgeous. I think he went back to jail.
Crime's not just for ugly people.
Yeah.
I just assumed that all crime was committed by people dressed as the Hamburglar until I was about six.
I always thought it was just like that guy, the guy on the neighborhood watch sign. It's the only person who did crime.
Now we all know that a great deal of criminals are wearing police uniforms.
It's true.
Yeah, there's a staggering number of articles coming out that, like, how many cops and, like, they're all involved in, like, these, like, racist Facebook groups, and it's like the numbers are astonishing. Like, how many are, like, in these? Like, they're trying to dig.
Like, white supremacist groups and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing that Facebook allows white supremacy groups to just exist.
Yeah, you'd figure they'd be only allowed on their own part of the internet.
Yeah, like they used to just be on weird message boards and shit. Here we are.
Well, Anonymous just released a bunch of fucking... They hacked a bunch of police departments too and released like gobs and gobs and gobs of information. People haven't even had time to go through all of it yet to see what's in there, but pretty big security breach there. A lot of training stuff. I don't know much about it, so I guess I probably should shut the fuck up, but it,
I can't really pin down what Anonymous is up to anymore. Like, they went through a weird, like, they did some good shit in the beginning, and then they went through a weird, like, libertarian Guy Fawkes thing. And now they've, like, mellowed out again, and they're doing, like, better things again. But I think it's one of those groups where, like, anybody can just fucking post a video and say they're anonymous.
Well, yeah, for sure. That's what it is. So they got it. They're like, well, there's some good ones probably like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this. This is getting out of hand. Let's come back. So maybe that's what it boiled down to. I don't know.
Maybe when it stops being about teenagers protesting the Church of Scientology, we'll come back to it.
I know from this documentary I saw, and you never know which of these guys are full of shit, but the story was like the name Anonymous came from like that you can post on 4chan anonymously, and it was like pre-alt-right 4chan, and the Anonymous was originally like six or eight dudes that left 4chan because it was becoming an alt-right thing. But I think, I don't know, but like there's like weird trolls mixed in with it and shit, and like there's still like guys in it that think very much like 4chan people, but then there's like, I don't know, it's weird, there's like mixed opinions like just amongst their like whatever the core original idea was and shit. Like warring factions and shit.
Huh. I don't know. I feel like Anonymous politics is just, that's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down. But in all that you've learned, answer me this. Will any of them get mad if you start talking about them flippantly?
I mean, there's a good chance of that.
Go, Curtis.
Don't tell Paul. I think that 4chan would be more upset with this show than Anonymous would be.
Good thing nobody listens to it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just hoping that this is the podcast that gets me fired from a job one day.
It is. Would we fire you from this podcast? One too many Aladdin's bird impressions hit the bricks.
They did not hit the bricks. They were absolute gems, every single one of them, ruined by an unwieldy cast.
And coughing.
Yeah, and cough.
Your weak constitution.
Yeah, I am the heaviest I've ever been. My constitution is failing. If I make it to 40, it'll be a miracle. I can't wait to die.
Well, we need to work on your definition of miracle. Because that would suck for the rest of us.
Yeah, I want to continue to watch you be miserable.
Yeah.
Makes for good comedy.
Like, fucking, I don't know, get up and walk around the block or something, Jeremy. Dude.
I have been getting up and walking. It's part of the side effect of the drugs. If I have to do that. So.
It is just, what drug is it? I could probably use some of that.
No. No, you don't want this.
A drug that'll make me exercise?
I mean, it makes you fidget around and need to walk around and shit. And, but it'll also make you gain weight.
Damn. What a cruel fate.
Yeah.
So it makes it more jiggly than fidgety.
Oh, I'm playing jiggly.
What do you do? Like,
what do I do? Nothing. I stare out a window and smoke cigarettes. That's basically what I do.
Oh, man. Ew. All right, well, just for Jeremy's sake, I'm like pro opening up again now. Let's sacrifice the elderly to get Jeremy back in fighting shape. You were on your last leg before the quarantine.
When did you get all sick and healthy and shit?
You came into this shit at death's door. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm stuck here for a couple more months, so I don't know if I'm going to eat myself to death or not, but it's looking that way.
You've been awfully fat, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm the fattest I've ever been, too.
Like, health-wise, I really am most worried about Jeremy.
Thanks.
I mean, none of us are in shape, but Jeremy's not even us shape at this point.
No, I'm like Jell-O that's been taken out of a mold poorly.
Oh.
God. If you put Jeremy in a vase, he would look like a vase. Go play basketball or something, Wally.
You would die.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't be able to play half court without hyperventilating.
I've watched him take stairs, like. Go play basketball. You wouldn't make it from the parking lot to the court.
You guys realize we're gonna, like, before it's over, we're going to go to see Jeremy, and he's going to have an oxygen machine on, like, still smoking.
So my grandma.
Yeah,
smoking through a hole in his throat. It's just still problematic. Dementia, all the racial slurs he's been holding back, except for in my car.
Oof.
Spewing out.
Hey, Jeremy, I hope you're feeling better. Tabitha brought you some soup.
Oh, shit.
Like, laughing is cardio for Jeremy.
Pretty much. That and extraordinarily violent shits.
Oh, man. End this pandemic now.
You guys get out at all? You said you went to Longhorn.
Yeah, that was like the first time I've eaten at two restaurants. I've eaten there and I've eaten at Steve's. Other than that, like, I haven't gone out.
Yeah, we went to a sushi place and then this Mexican place out here a couple of times.
We haven't gone out to eat. We're still doing, like, takeout, just cooking at home. But we went to the drive-in yesterday. That was nice.
I was gonna do that this week. They're playing the Jaws in Jurassic Park, right?
That's what we went and saw.
Nice. Is it pretty cool? Like, do they have? Is it like set up safe and shit?
Oh yeah, they went from like normally they would have two cars between each two poles. And now they just cut it, like, down by half. Now it's just one car between each pole. So you get, like, one double car space to yourself. And then, you know, it wasn't packed out. Like, we didn't have anyone next to us. We had people in front of us and behind us, but there were probably, like, 12 or 13 spaces next to us between another car. So, like, it was easy to avoid people, and then everyone was, like, keeping a nice distance in, like, the concession lines and stuff. And it was cheap as hell.
With less spots, was it any hard, like, was there a wait or anything? Do you have to get tickets pretty far ahead or what?
I bought my tickets online, like, the day before, and then we showed up, like, 15 minutes before, like, it was supposed to start. And had plenty of time to, like, find a spot and everything.
Someone's Darth Vadering right into their microphone.
Yeah, it's, I think it's Kyle. I think.
Is it?
I think you're Darth Vadering.
Where the fuck is...
Do you
it's
have
probably
a,
me.
You have a mic on your headphones, right?
I think so. Yeah, I'm just trying to see where it's at so I can move it around.
It has been moving around.
I think it was stuck under one of my chins.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We thought it was Darth Vader, but no, it's just a fat guy problem.
Sorry.
Was Jaws fun on a big screen and shit?
Yeah, it was dope. It was genuinely pretty scary. Like, it's been a second since I've actually sat down and watched Jaws, and I forgot, like, how fucking scary that for, like, the first kill where you actually see, like, the shark's face, where it's just, like, that guy in the pond, and, like, the kids just watch him get ate, like, a foot and a half away from him. And, yeah, that's, like, that was really scary, like, on the big screen. And the, they still do it, so you just, like, tune in through like, the radio station. So it was nice to just, like, roll up all your windows and be, like, around fucking no one and, like, have that experience.
Yeah. Jaws is one of those weird ones where I can't say if I've ever sat, that's, like, through the whole movie. It's just referenced so much, like, my entire life. Like, I know all of the movie just through osmosis and shit.
Yeah.
I've never really wanted to sit down and watch it either, but I think so, like, the first time, like, cognizantly watching it with intent, I think that at the theater would probably be a fun way to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Since they're doing it. I guess last week they had Goonies and Back to the Future.
I think they're like alternating it, like kind of, because what did they have? I know they did this weekend, and then they had they're doing something in E.T. next week. And then I'm sure they'll like switch back to it since there's only a handful of like movies that they can do these reshowings with.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of shit. They're doing like a whole Harry Potter week. And then they did, since they have the two screens at that one, they were doing like a family night, and which was like really weird to me because like that last movie still went to like 1 a.m. I'm like, who's got their kid watching Despicable Me?
Oh, like, man. Some 12:30. Poor bastards that are like, their kids are asleep, and then they're just stuck sitting there watching Despicable Me.
Basically.
I think that's what, like, Minions and some other Pixar thing were playing at the Mayfield one when I drove out. I was out that way and drove past it.
No, yeah, it was a fun experience. I'd definitely recommend it. And especially for those double features, it's only $10 a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if I would love if they brought more, like there were more drive-in theaters again because of, you know, if this shitty pandemic shit had to happen, I would at least like to see some cool stuff come back.
Come out. Yeah.
I think it'll just be the top of the pops if conversational distance remains a thing.
It'll be what?
Like, if people stay 6 feet away from each other for all eternity. Perfect. Love it.
For 3 years in your case?
Did you guys see that a bunch of kids on, like, not kids, but, like, young people on TikTok, like, trolled the fucking Trump rally? They reserved, like, thousands of tickets with, like, they were never going to show up.
Yeah.
The whole thing fucking bombed. The video of him walking out with his tie untied, just holding his hat, literally just walking out hat in hand, like all fucking grumpy looking. It's one of the greatest things I've seen. There's a bunch of different versions of it where people are putting like different sad music behind it. It's so fucking good.
That's what we resorted to is entertainment. Now, there's nothing going on. We're just, like, watching Trump fall on his face.
I mean, that is, but it's important. Like, I think every fucking, however it happens, like, through internet pranks or whatever the fuck, anything that embarrasses him and makes him more stressed out is probably a good thing with him being 70-something and, like, any bit of health on him is fucking, created in a phony, like, you know, a spray tan and a wig and shit. Underneath that, he's all fucking, he's old as fuck and not a healthy dude. He's, Jeremy might live longer than him.
Let's hope not. Drag him.
Let's hope not. Long live the king. Nah, it's wild, man. It's going to be interesting to see. There's a bunch of events coming up. Like, there's going to be the trial of that fucking dickhead cop, and then, what, the election? Like, 2020, we're not even on the fucking downsend yet, I don't think.
Yeah. We'll see. I know that once the election comes, and if he does lose, that 3 months between the election, like his lame duck period as president is going to be off the fucking rails. Like, you know, he's going to be up to some fucking crazy shit during that time. But there has some, I forget who exactly or what position he's in, but there's been, like, someone from the military was asked what they would do if, you know, he refused to leave office, and they were like, we'll fucking drag him out of there, basically. Like, they're not going to, the military won't stay loyal to him if he loses the election. So whatever coup he tries to pull is not gonna, I don't think it'll pan out.
Yeah.
I think all the rednecks and shit, like shooting people in the streets, that's gonna be a whole other story, but.
Who's going to be the redneck messiah and lead them towards the light? Or are they just forever lost?
You mean lead them towards the white? You mean, like, calm those fucking idiots down and shit? Like,
yeah.
Who knows? I don't know, man. I don't think that that dedication to ignorance is, there's not much you can do except for, like, in a couple of generations, hope they all die off. I think the current crop of human beings are fucking tainted.
Yes, we are.
We fucking peaked in the late 90s. And then 9/11 drove everybody insane. As a culture.
Yeah, well, this got real, huh?
It's fucking so
you even taking Ryan DePerna's meds?
No, I mean, fuck, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, right, guys? Remember when that was the story? That fucking went away real quick.
Yeah,
fancy that. A bunch of people start dying, and Epstein's no longer the top story. It's all a scheme.
We're at 121,000 deaths from COVID at this point, and he's still trying to hold fucking rallies and still acting like it's over.
Yep.
It's the craziest time ever.
Gross.
It'll be interesting to watch the numbers in a few weeks. Because the deaths are not going up necessarily. The testing is there and the new cases, but I don't know if we're like getting better at treating it or... So I've just started looking at numbers and just not listening to anybody talk has kind of been where I'm at, I guess, at it. So I'm waiting to see a couple of weeks from now where it hits.
Well, I guess like a lot of people that recover, my friend Rachel has had it, and she's like been, you know, whatever they consider over it for like a good 6 weeks, and still has like can't do steps without like her lungs are all fucked up and shit.
Yeah, I have a friend in Chicago who had it, and she's been like just like posting about her progress, and it literally took her 2.5 months before she was able to like walk down her block again.
Yeah. So it's. Almost, I mean, the deaths are one thing, but then...
I'm not trying to downplay it. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that, you know, there's no... Nobody's coming out with definite fucking answers.
Yeah, well, and, like, I think the number of deaths, like, is slowed down because they stopped counting, like... Because at first, I guess they were counting a lot of people with pre-existing things that were just exasperated by having it. And I think they quit counting a lot of those. So it's like a fucking like the numbers are or there's some fuckery going on.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could trust the system. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an agenda.
Yeah, it sucks, but even numbers can be, like, fucked with.
Sure. I went to the doctor this week, and I was like, what do you think? He's like, the mask, no. And I'm like, oh, really? No on the mask? He's like, yeah, it doesn't do anything. I was like, shit. I don't know what kind of doctor you are. Is I get a new one, or like I don't know what to, I don't know what to believe.
It just scares. Go ahead.
I don't see how they could not do anything. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but like, it makes complete sense, the argument for it. Like, you're fucking everybody is if everybody's wearing one, you're not fucking coming into contact with each other's. Like, the shit you're breathing out.
Exactly. It's like, man, the amount of people the amount of time someone just speaking to me has landed, like, a fucking, like, spit fleck on my face. It's like, I fucking wish we would just, like, wear a fucking mask. Like, and it's just, I don't know, it's just common courtesy, like, when you're fucking sick. You know? Or, like, when there's a chance of it. I'm not saying that, like, I don't know. You see for years, like in other countries during like cold and flu season, and when there's like an uptick in the presence of shit that can be spread through just like speaking, you know, you see other countries just wearing a mask out of common courtesy. And it's just like, it just makes sense. And just with the amount of, like, I know fucking anti-vax nurses and shit. Like, I don't trust anyone anymore at this point. I just, like, won't go to a doctor now. Like, I'm just going to avoid it altogether because, like, who the fuck knows? I don't want to listen to anyone.
That's a very good point, I guess. I mean, I just don't know. It's interesting because I have a friend who I grew up with, and she's like, yeah, I wear a fucking mask. And then I go to another doctor. They're like, nah, it's bullshit. I'm like, Christ, you guys can't even get on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know what doctor is a fucking, like, there's people that went to medical school that are Trump supporters and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're fucked.
More or less.
Oh boy.
Huh? You both said something at the same time.
I said more or less.
And I said, oh boy.
Well, I thought you said ahoy.
Like chips. Hey, I don't know. I'm gonna go on to say this. Have you guys ever had? It's a green bag. They're called Tate's chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
They fucking rocked.
Yeah, they fuck.
It's a
good ass cookies.
Just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Try them sometime, guys. They're good. Me and Kyle say so.
I trust your judgment.
Oh, here's something I want to ask you guys. Dave Morales said, there was a post and it said, pick three of your friends for $500 who would win. You could win in a roast with, basically. And he said, I'll take $500. I got $500 on me, Dave Flint, and John Armstrong. And I was like, man, I'm almost about to throw some money down real quick.
Hey, I mean,
I know how to rig that contest.
Uh-oh.
I don't need it rigged.
Oh, no. It'll cost less than $500 to rig it.
I'm just banking on the fact that Dave Flint won't show up.
Exactly, and I know how to make him not show up.
Dave Flint even commented on it. He's like, yo, I'm in, Dave. Talking to Dave Morales. He's like, throw down that $500 and I'll be there. And I was like, yeah, of course, you cheap bastard.
He'll still be there an hour late.
I don't know. I just wondered, who would you take? Three roasters. Past or present. Anybody who's done the show or you've seen. You can't be like, I don't know. I don't want to pick somebody famous, but who do you got?
This show? People on this show, yes.
Yeah, pretty much that's where I'm at.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, I would go to battle with any of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got no one else in mind.
Well, you know, you got Sam. If Sam got his shit together, you got Logan. You got fucking Phil's good. Yeah. Joe Graham. I mean,
yeah.
Joe Graham was coming in hot before COVID.
He was.
Would he be the number one contender if we were doing shows right now? I think he would be.
I mean, he'd definitely be in the conversation. He did beat Logan.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's a tough call. It feels like it's been so fucking... It feels like more than 3 or 4 months since all this shit started.
Yeah.
Does that, what's the bar by you, Tabitha, that the open mic, O'Toole's, is that back up and running? Is that place open?
It's open. Yeah, definitely within, like, the last few weeks. There's something, they're calling themselves something else now, I think, but it's the same old management. They aren't doing anything there, though.
They just keep trying to open a bar there, and they're like, maybe if we change the name.
Yeah.
It's Lakewood. What they need to do is sell some kind of cheese sandwich.
A very original thought.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris, I hear you're a deft hand in the kitchen. Why don't you open up a grilled cheese spot there, buddy?
Maybe I will. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
Are you good at grilling cheese?
I'll get to tell you this much. I won't have a fucking... I won't permit comedy in it if I do.
Permit.
Pull some real gatekeeper shit if I own the venue. You're all banned.
But cheese sandwiches are directed at me. Like, I'm the customer for that.
Oh, you can be a customer. You just can't speak in front of my customers.
Frankly, that's brilliant. That's probably all they need to do is cut comedy.
Yeah, just come out really strongly. Like, we don't fucking have comedy here.
We don't take kindly to comedy around these parts.
I wish there was a bar like that where, like, somebody like, hey, Jeremy, I'm thinking about starting an open mic. Where should I go? And we should be like, go to O'Toole's. They've been begging to have somebody start it, and then they just go get crushed.
That would be fun. That would be almost as fun as when Nick showed up to the sex dungeon because Ryan DePerna said there was an open mic there.
Oh, my God.
I remember that.
Same. So good.
That has not been topped.
It really hasn't.
Would Nick show up? Did anybody else show up there?
Nick had a carload.
Were they able to find a real open mic after?
I have no idea.
Big disappointment. Because the way I want that story to end is that they just had to all go home.
Wait, I want that story to end is they all got service at the sex dungeon and quit comedy.
Yeah. Put a gag ball at them.
You only speak when spoken to, doggy. What do you beg for your dinner?
Sex dungeons?
I don't know. I've never been. Well, I'm assuming some BDSM stuff. I don't know. I'm just...
It's all dog play.
I'm just happy if I don't fucking get lightheaded during it, you know?
At this point, I think I'd just be happy if I don't pull something.
Yeah. Did they go into the sex dungeon?
I don't think they did. I think they posted that they were there, but they didn't see anybody. Some pretty
what if they went there and there was an open mic? Even worse. You get 10 minutes of stage time to clean the booths. Pay for play.
Hey, so you guys said, what do you think goes on at a sex dungeon? What goes on at a sex dungeon? Now I'm curious.
Yeah, Chris, what goes on in a sex dungeon?
I just don't assume that it's anyone's being called doggy. I think it's more maybe cum doggy.
Cum doggy.
Yeah. Get over here, cum doggy.
Get along, little cum doggy.
Speak, cum doggy.
Hell yeah, that sounds hot. Oh, I'm intrigued about the sex dungeon now.
I just really want somebody to call their lover cum doggy at the next possible opportunity and report back with findings.
Oh, I will. If she walks into the room, we're doing this. I will do it.
I'll do it.
Call Dylan. Say, hey, Dylan, can you come here, cum doggy?
He come bounding. I'm Beethoven.
The silence on my end is me just restraint.
Just find some dude on Grindr and call him your cum doggy.
Not. Yep. More restraint.
Message one of the gay comics that you've been checking out and call him your cum doggy.
Yeah, like we just had Michael Dragon on the show. Ask him.
Yeah, ask Mike Dragon to be your cum doggy, Chris.
Yeah.
I won't be doing that.
Well, I know what two words are going to get me kicked off the radio on Friday.
It's good to have a plan.
Yeah.
What do you can say cum doggy. You can say cum doggy. I mean, just you gotta put it in context.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could
I let my bitch outside. I let it cum doggy.
You could slip it onto the radio under the false pretense that you're calling an actual dog. Like cum doggy.
But I wanna call somebody a cum doggy.
Go to a sex dungeon.
Apparently this is where it can happen.
Yeah.
social distance sex dungeon does not sound fun, though.
The big paddle.
No, it's just the it is, but all the masks are made of latex. Pleather.
The cancer meds are kicking in. My burn doesn't hurt anymore.
Well, all right.
So, happy to report back, breast cancer is worse than a steam burn.
I saw an anti-vaxxer on Facebook, and many of her posts were about how she's fighting cancer. It's a mix of her battle with cancer and her disdain for people wearing masks because of the pandemic.
Well,
it's a weird one. There's not really a joke there. Just a weird.
The joke is she's going to die soon.
Well, she believes in chemo, just not wearing a mask to prevent the plague. Do you guys, like, Jeremy, did you wear a mask to the restaurant?
Yeah, I wore a mask to the restaurant and then took it off when I sat down to eat.
Yeah.
Because you can't really eat with a mask.
Yeah. I wear it a lot, like most of the time, but I forget it sometimes. And I'm like, really, like, I don't know, I feel like weird when I go into the store and realize I didn't bring it.
I've done that too. And I'm like, I apologize. Like, hey, my bad. I fucking left my mask. And they're like, yeah, we don't give a shit. I'm like, oh, okay. That's right. Nobody cares.
I wear mine like, all the time. I have like a hook next to my door for it. So like I won't forget it because I'm just like so paranoid. Just can't do it.
That's fair. I don't know. Like if I'm in a store and there's nobody around, I'll pull it down. But if like I'm going to pass by people, I pull it back up. Guys, my favorite is good.
Did you know that diapers are masks for your butt?
I did not know that. Damn. But you can get it through your asshole, I'm sure. It's another area. You should all be wearing diapers.
Yeah, to prevent people from coughing directly into our assholes. Should have been wearing them for years.
Yeah, how would you like to have that story? I contracted COVID in my ass.
I got the ass COVID.
Ass COVID.
The worst kind of COVID.
The novel ass virus. A lot of teens get it from chugging out liquor through their ass. That was a big story.
That was somebody pitched me a video. They wanted me to bring a couch to a bus stop and sit there with a tampon of vodka up my ass and record and basically tape me at the bus stop getting drunk off my ass.
Did they want you to insert it on the video?
I told them that I wouldn't do it on video. Like I didn't think it'd be sexy.
But you would do it. You would just do it off of video.
Well, listen, there was no compensation involved with this. This was just for the art, and I was not willing to do it just for the art.
Yeah, you can die from the alcohol poisoning real quick fucking taking ass shots.
Right. You have integrity, so there has to be money.
If I'm putting anything in my ass, there better be some money involved.
$30?
I'm not that cheap.
Well, where are we at? Where are we at? Of course, I'm going to start low. We're going to be in the middle.
It's too late now. I don't drink anymore.
Oh, this is years ago.
Yeah, this is many years ago.
I thought you were willing to come off just for the sake of a buck and a laugh.
Currently, I'm trying to figure out a way for me to shoot foam out of my ass when a bottle breaks on it. That's the current project. So far, I have come up with...
Have you tried to call the guys that made Lord of the Rings?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to Andy Serkis this?
I mean...
I'm just going to open your stupid asshole in front of a green screen.
I didn't think of that. That's a good idea, actually.
Jorge's garage has there's a green screen set up. Jorge De La Rosa.
Well, if there's one thing I'm not doing, it's Jorge De La Rosa videotaping me open my butthole.
He's like, come on in, man. This is the sixth one I've made this week. We got all kinds of shit shooting out of people's asses. Check this out. It's a blip. There's one of Anthony. It's just stink lines.
I'm also trying to figure out how to do a Teletubby parody without having to make costumes for it.
That'll be tough.
Well, you get in front of a green screen and you open your stupid asshole. Only this time there's a TV screen in it.
Why don't you do like the, you know, like they're making a new episode and you're doing like the table read via Zoom.
Say the Teletubby table read.
Just all the degenerate characters that are actually playing the Teletubbies.
I.e. the Sad Boy Social Club.
Yeah, I could write that. I might do that. God, this podcast is good for something.
There we go.
Well, thank God. Thank the universe. Or Satan. Thank Satan.
Oh my God, I just had somebody walk in here with the Tinky Winky thing on his head. This is happening.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Nick heard, it's like, it's Teletubby time.
Pitch me more ideas and I'll tell you how to make them work. What do you got?
That's all I had right now. Sorry,
buddy. What else are you trying to shoot?
Well, you know, the main thing was the breaking the bottle on my ass with foam shooting out. That's been my number one like thought process right now.
All right. Well, whatever you were going to say, I was just going to answer it with open your stupid asshole in front of a green screen. Thanks for the yes and.
I'm sorry. I'm not a very good improviser because I white too much.
Why don't you just bend over and have like hold like a can of silly string and make it look like when it breaks, you just shoot the silly string out from underneath your ass. Like maybe squeeze your fat fucking legs together and make something explode and shoot out that way.
I'm trying to give you real ideas now.
Yeah, maybe if I
eat a bunch of Tide Pods and then just shit, and maybe it'll come out like all foamy like soap.
Ooh, or drop a Mentos and do a fucking Diet Pepsi or whatever it is.
See, I thought of that, but that doesn't get the color that I want.
Do a Alka-Seltzer enema.
I thought about that, but that's like kind of foamy and not really shooty. You know what I mean? It's just fizz.
Well,
I did find out that various things are safe to put in my ass, though.
What if you did like Mentos and Diet Coke, but up your butt?
I mean, it's the color problem, Tabitha. You know, is there
food dye?
Won't it just, you know, wash some shit out of there, literally and figuratively?
I mean, I'm going to have to test it out first.
Maybe you'll accidentally discover a cure for, like, ass problems.
Yeah.
This may end up being the thing that gets you past 40.
Why don't you just continue with your current diet when it hits, just push.
It doesn't foam up that much.
Put a bottle rocket in there. It won't be foamy. I just wish you would.
I got to get rambling here in a minute, gentlemen and lady.
I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
We've put on this farce enough.
Good luck to you and all your ass endeavors, Jeremy.
Thanks. Good luck to you and your titty.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Currently, I have this mug that I'm pressing on it. It's one of those mugs that you freeze for, like, beer. I've just been patting my breast with it the entire show. Because it's cold.
Your titty will be in our thoughts.
Thank you.
Yikes, yeah, that looks bad.
All right, that'll do, come doggies.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.